Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to Parshvika.
I'm going to talk about how many followers or subscribers you need on social media or YouTube, or even if you have a blog, how many people or how many viewers or page views do you need? Or if you have an Etsy shop, how many followers or how many things that you need to actually sell your digital product and make some money out of it. You could very well grab a digital product bundle planner that we're going to make and sell and help you plan for digital product bundle digital product selling. It's a PDF download. You can very well download it. The link is in description box below. That actually helped me to make thousands of dollars selling digital product in the online space in past 2 or 3 years. And also you could very well grab the free products. All the links are in description box below. You could very well check it out. Let's talk about how many followers you need for selling your digital products. Now the answer to this question is quite variable depending on the situation, depending on what kind of digital products you're selling and where exactly you're selling and how much a CTC you are, like how many people are actually engaging with your content. Now, I'm just going to take a rough idea over here. I'm not going to be telling you the number because there is no number. Even if you see that, okay, I need 1,000 followers or 1,000 subscribers on YouTube channel to start selling my digital products, these numbers could go wrong or right depending on the unique situation that you're having and depending on whichever platform you choose, what kind of audience you're targeting and what kind of digital product you're selling. This thing will really going to vary a lot. Depending on how well the people are engaging with your content, you're gonna need less followers. If you are on any of the online media like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube, or having a blog article, whatever it is, and people are engaging with your content well, then you do need less followers or less subscribers to make money. I can tell you based on my personal experience on my other channel, which I started making selling digital products under 1,000 followers. Like I was having 700 or 800 subscribers back on that YouTube channel. It was back in 2021 or 2022, I don't remember. I was only having a few hundred subscribers on that YouTube channel and I started selling digital products. Now the digital product that I was selling was a PDF download, a small $5, $6 product was there in the beginning. Now I'm selling the tutorial kits and courses and workbooks that are $20 to $5, $50 or even more than that. And now I have like over 2,000 subscribers on that YouTube channel and I sell them every single month consistently on that channel. So based on my own experience, I can say I was having a really nice engaging audience on my YouTube channel. People are really engaging with my content. That's why I was started selling my digital products. That's a $2, $5 PDF downloads in the beginning, a kind of like a checklist or something like that in the beginning. With just 500 YouTube subscribers or 700 YouTube subscribers, that means less than 1,000 YouTube subscribers. When even my channel wasn't monetized by YouTube AdSense, even though I was making money from my digital product on that particular channel, and that was just $2 or $5 products. That's all. Now I'm selling like $25, $50, $60 products on the channel and it's a little over 2,000 YouTube subscribers. So it's really variable depending on how well your content and how well the people are engaging with your content and what type of digital product you're selling. If your digital product is really helping getting the people necessary help, like my digital product is focusing on helping the creative people making and selling their art or their creative projects in the online space. I make the content around that, talking about the different websites, different platforms, different methods, marketing methods, and all that different ways in which they can sell their work, whether it's a digital art or a physical art and or any type of creative work they can sell in the online space, and then they can make money. That's kind of audience I'm targeting. I'm targeting the creative people, the artists, designers, and my products are focusing on that. And Like my products are helping in that particular thing. So depending on that, the things will going to vary. But again, I can say you can start selling your digital products with less than 1,000 YouTube subscribers, with less than 1,000 Instagram followers or Facebook followers or TikTok followers or blog article views, depending on how well the people are engaging with your content and are you solving any problem with your content. If you're creating a free content and you're not solving any problem and people are not engaging, then even if you have 1 million subscribers, you're literally not gonna sell that many of the digital products. Maybe some people buy it because you're creating content and they wanna support you, but that's another thing. But if your content is not providing help to the people, is not really helping them, is not really providing value to them, the people are not gonna engage with your content. And if they are not engaging with your content, they are not gonna buy anything from you. Okay, so the main focus here should be is providing value to the people first and then thinking of monetizing that content. If you're solely focusing on selling digital products and making money, then you're lacking the piece of the puzzle. The very important piece of the puzzle is to provide value to the people, is to really help them provide answers to their questions, getting solutions to their problems. And that you can do with your free content via the videos or the blog articles, whatever way you would like to connect with the people and provide and help them with the answers. And also one thing you could do, you can take their questions and answer them. Okay, that would be amazing. I make the entire video on the people who ask the questions, so help them with their answers, and then I sell my digital products. So it doesn't really matter how many followers you have. The only thing matters that are you providing value to the people in your free content? Are people engaging with your content? And is the digital product that you're selling are really relevant to your ideal client, really relevant to your audience, helping them, providing answers to their questions or helping them solving their problems? Then only you're gonna sell these digital products. And you can start selling these digital products with less than 1,000 Instagram followers, less than 1,000 YouTube subscribers, or less than 1,000 email subscribers, whatever it is. How well people are engaging with your content, whether it's a free content or whatever type of content you're creating, how well people are engaging, how well people are responding, commenting, likes, and all that stuff, and how well you are providing value to the people in your free content, and is your digital product really helping them, providing any solution or answer to the questions? Depending on that, the things will going to vary a lot. But I started selling with less than 1,000 subscribers, and that's what I can say. You don't need million subscribers or 100,000 or 10,000 subscribers or followers to start selling your digital products. You can start with less than 1,000 subscribers, less than 1,000 followers, and get the ball rolling for you. But focus first on the content that you're creating for the people, whether it's an Instagram Reels or YouTube long form content or blog articles, whatever type of content you're providing, focus on providing the value to the people first and see how well people are engaging with your content. Are they leaving any comments or likes? If they're leaving any comments, make sure you reply to them, make sure you help them with their questions which they're asking in the comment section. And you can make an entire video or write an entire blog article on the questions that they have written down or have they placed in the comments section of your content, and help the people, provide them value first. If they see that your content or you're really helping them with their questions, with their problems, then the people are more likely to look at your products, whether it's a paid product or free products. That's the first thing you need to focus on. Followers or subscribers count doesn't really matter, it's just a number game. How well the people are engaging and how well your product is providing a solution to their problems, that will going to determine how much money you're going to make from your product. So hopefully I've answered these questions. You can start selling digital product with less than 1,000 subscribers, less than 1,000 followers, based on how well the people are engaging with your content and how much value you are providing in your free content and how much your digital product is helping them getting the answers or getting the solutions to their problems.
See you for the next time. Take care. Bye.